Hey, Daddy, I know you said that we can't keep any secrets from each other, so I just want to tell you what happened at school today. So the science teacher told me that I had to stay after class because I was cheating on a test. And so when class was over, I stayed after class and all the kids left the room. And he was telling me how disappointed he was in me. And the only way that he wouldn't call and tell you was if I gave him head. And I asked him what head was. And he said that he took off his pants like right there and said that I would have to put that in my mouth. And I said, okay, please don't call my daddy. And he said, okay, well then get on your knees and suck this. So I didn't know what I was doing, and I was very scared. So I got down on my knees and I put it in my mouth. And what? You want me to show you? I'm so sorry, Daddy. I was just so scared. I didn't want to get in trouble. What? I am in trouble. Oh no, Daddy, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you. And then he shot his white stuff down my throat. And he wanted me to spit it out so bad, but he wouldn't let me, Daddy. He made me swallow all of it. Then he said that I still didn't do a good enough job. So then he shouted, and some boys from the football team came in and they used me, Daddy. Then they held me down and used me like a toy. They called me their puppet whore. They made me get down on my knees while they all stood in a circle around me. They all got their cocks out and started jerking up. I'm so sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to like it, Daddy, but I really did. I couldn't help myself, so I had to put one in my mouth. But I guess I didn't take it deep enough because he grabbed the back of my head. And forced it all the way down my little throat. Then two other boys forced me to stroke their hard cocks, Daddy, while I gagged on the big cock that was raping my mouth. I'm so
sorry, Daddy. I sucked them all. I didn't know how many there were, but I made sure all of their cocks were covered in my spit. I knew they wanted to use me, but my pussy is so tight, I wanted to make their cocks, to make sure their cocks would slip right in. That's what good whores do, Daddy. Oh, and I know I'm a good whore because all the boys told me so. They held me down and took turns spilling their seed inside me. So many cocks, Daddy. My little pussy was getting stretched out so much. I choked. Like a bitch. I wanted to look back and see which one was fucking me, but I couldn't because my head was always being forced down onto a cock. My jaw was so sore from being abused. But they wouldn't feed me their gum. Daddy. Fuck, Daddy. They flip me back over and held my legs apart. And each boy took his turn shooting his thick lower cum inside me. Must be nothing but a worthless whore because after each boy left his seed in my womb, he spat in my face and slapped me. Once they were done using me and my cheeks all red and my makeup was running down, and there was a big pool of cum that had run down my overflowing pussy, down my ass, and had made a huge puddle on the floor. I thought it was all over Daddy, but it wasn't. They grabbed me by the back of the hair and forced my head down. And made me lick up every drop of cum on the floor. They told me good whores don't waste cum. So I made sure to lick it all up. And every drop. And swallow it all. Now all those boys cums are in my tummy. Where it belongs. Mommy bought me birth control pills, but I know you thought I was too young to take them, so I didn't actually ever take one. I have all of these different boys come inside me, but I don't want to carry their baby daddy. I only want to carry yours. Please come deep inside me, daddy. Please come inside me, daddy, to make sure I get pregnant with your baby. I don't want to carry anyone else's daddy. Please make me a mommy. Please make your daughter a mommy, daddy. Fuck.